Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and you are listening to the next generation of tomorrow's NFL Draft Bucks here on the Players Platform Show. We're going to be joined with the Missouri standout defensive tackle, Josh Augusta, and this kid is a big man, a talented man, and I always like when I look at the bios and I find out that these guys arrive and play as true freshmen. It's just something that gets me giddy. It gets me excited. I just think that's a testament to kind of being ready to roll when you arrive on the big stage and playing in the SEC, playing as a true freshman. I think that speaks volumes to what he was able to do and build on what he started down in 2013. Now we are ready to kind of find out what this kid's going to do at the next level. So exciting time for him. I'm sure he's excited to kind of share with us how these last few months have gone since the season is wrapped up and he's began his journey, his quest to reach the next level, and that is the NFL. And where he's trying to get to is the NFL draft. That's going to be in Philadelphia this year from April 27th through the 29th. It's an exciting time for all these guys. You know, when you look at this particular draft and the way things are going, it's going to be an exciting draft class as well. But with that said, Josh Augusta, the standout. Josh, welcome to the C2P. Can you believe your time at Missouri's kind of come and gone, and now you prepare for the next level?
Yeah, it went by pretty fast, but I'm ready for that next level.
Nice. And I'm curious, man. I mean, you had a litany of big-time offers coming out of high school. I mean, how did you kind of know Missouri is going to be the best fit for you?
I mean, once I first took that visit, man, I clicked with everybody, and I just knew that was the place.
Wow. Hey, man, that's what you want. You want a note to be easy as can be when you're making that big choice. I'm curious, man. I mean, have you always had the size? I mean, growing up as a young kid, were you always the bigger dude?
Yeah, as I was growing up, I was always a big guy. Everybody looked at me like, man, hey, you going to play this sport? So I played every sport in high school, but I was always a bigger man.
Nice. It does happen, man. Some guys are just blessed with the size and ability, and obviously that's carried you this far, and you're months away from finding out where you're going to land as you make this path towards the next level. So, I mean, I always admire anybody prior to you coming on. I said any time I see the bios and I see that, you know, you guys step on, especially at the level SEC where you're at, to arrive as a true freshman. I mean, talk about you leave high school and what was it like making that transition knowing the next time you suited up, you were going to be suiting up with the best college players in the nation.
It was nerve-wracking for me. Just knowing that I'm going to the next level and it's going to be faster. I was always nervous, but I mean, once I stepped on the field, it was cool. I got used to it. It was the best feeling ever.
Definitely. And then obviously, like I said, you kept growing your game and expanding that talent. So next question for you, Josh, is you've established yourself. You got some time as a true freshman. You start finding, you know, becoming a focal point of the defense. What point of your collegiate career does the idea that, you know, I'm doing some good things well, the NFL's taking notice, and when I'm done playing at Missouri, I have a shot at the big leagues?
I say probably my sophomore year. My sophomore year probably was my best year ever. And coaches was telling me how, you know, scouts come and talk to them and stuff like that, and that I had a chance. And, you know, once that happened, I'm like, wow, dreams really gonna come true.
So, yeah, it doesn't like take much to get that notice. Yeah, definitely, man. Like I said, it's nice that they take notice of you, especially from such an early point in your career at Missouri. Once again, the Tigers defensive tackle standout, Josh Augusta, here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to download it or listen to it again at your leisure, you know it's free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and CollegeToPro.com. For you, I mean, I ask this question of all the guys that come on the show, regardless of the position. I mean, if you're in the film room, they're breaking down some game tape. I mean, what are scouts going to love about you? What are those traits? What are those home run qualities that make you stand out above the rest?
That I'm pretty fast. I'm a fast big man. very explosive. I think that's what really stands out about me as a defensive tackle.
Nice, and those are good traits to have at your size.
Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, it could be leadership qualities, game film study, some of the things that tape can't reveal.
I got good hands. I could be a wide receiver out here.
I'm curious, and I apologize if I have missed it. Did they ever decide to throw you a pass at Missouri?
No, I took handoffs at Missouri. Nice. My senior year.
Nice. So, now is that you kind of chirping in the coach's ear to get the ball, or is that something they came up with themselves?
That's something they came up with themselves. After they seen my high school highlights and seen that I was a wide receiver in high school, they're like, why not try to get this big man the ball? So it all happened after that.
Whoa, so we got to go back a little bit. So you played wide receiver in high school?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Dude, that's crazy. So I got to backstep a little bit now, Josh. So where do you kind of – I mean, how do you kind of find yourself at the D tackle role? I mean, and I guess I'm assume that, you know, people didn't want you to, you know, give you big time scholarships to be a wideout. Maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, how involved were you at the wide receiver position?
I mean, I started off sophomore year, freshman year I played offensive line, but sophomore year, I actually started out outside linebacker because of my speed. So then after junior year, I started playing defensive tackle, defensive end, and wide receiver. After the coaches seen me, we was out, you know, outside playing around, and I was just making good catches, I guess. So they tried me a wide receiver. And after that, they loved it. So I just stick with it.
Wow, man. You know what? We've done a lot of shows, and I'm going to take your word for it that you probably are the best defensive tackle with the best hands that we've had around the show. And like I said, we've had a lot of guys, but that's pretty impressive stuff. Hey, and if any scouts or GMs out there listening, know that you got a sneaky play guy with the Josh Augusta hand. So that's something to take notice of. It's awesome, man. Do you get comparisons to anybody? Is there anybody at the next level? You're saying, hey, I know, I just like the way this guy does his thing, and if I could do it like him, I'll be pretty happy.
I'm Terry Poe.
There you go. Man, that's a good fit. I could see your size, the size of the athleticism, man. I'm not curious. I'm just asking off the cuff here. Did he sign with the Colts yet? I know he had a visit with the Colts. Did he leave Kate? I know. Nobody knows?
That I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I know that was kind of been the hot name floating around, but I do not know if he signed after that visit. So, I mean, when's pro day for you?
23rd.
All right. So you got about, what, 10 days to get this thing started. Did you stay at school to train, or did you go off somewhere and do some combine prep? How have you kind of been getting ready for pro day?
I actually went to Florida with Taylor Scott, D1 Chase. And I actually had a little girl on the way, so I had to come back a little early and get ready for that.
Oh. Well, congratulations on that. So you are definitely a busy young man, a busy young man. What was your little girl's name?
Amara.
Amara Augusta. That's awesome, man. Well, God bless you guys, man. And, hopefully you can be, So you had your baby and you were drafted the same year. That's those are pretty impressive things to kind of put on the resume of life. So obviously, hopefully she can see your daddy and wear a jersey of your future team. So you got a lot going on in terms of training and whatnot, but I'm curious, I mean, what's your height, weight, and once you got down to D1, did you kind of just want to stick to where you're at, or did you kind of want to change some stuff?
Well, I'm 6'5". Before I went to D1, I was around 390. As I started working with Scott, he got me down to 365 before my East-West Shrine game. And as I came back, I work with a team down here in Columbia, Missouri. They named Breakthrough. And I started working with them, and I just kept losing more weight. So right now my weight is at 347, and I'm trying to get to at least in the 30s before pro day. So
nice, man. And
I mean, how much better do you feel? How much? I feel that? I mean, I'm sure you do, but go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. I feel good. I feel like I'm gonna do real good at this pro day. I just can't wait for it.
Nice. Yeah, I did. And that's got to be an exciting time. March 23rd, you're gonna wake up and just knock the thing out of the ballpark. Any particular combine drills that you're? I mean, you talked about that explosiveness. So, I mean, anything you're particularly excited about? I know you want to knock them all out of the ballpark, but do you think there might be that one where you're like, this one I'm really going to stand out?
My 40-yard dash.
Nice.
That's the one I think I'm going to stand out the most.
Cool. You want to reveal what you might run, or you just want to kind of put us in suspense and wait till the 23rd?
The fastest I ever ran was with a 5 flat at 363. So I'm trying to get to at least 4.8.
Oh, man. That is, dude, that is a tremendous time. Wow. You're not lying about the athleticism. But then, granted, that's why you've been kind of doing what you do. That's why you had 50 recruiting offers. That's why you started as a true freshman in the SEC. And that's why you're a few months away, because you do have that gift of athleticism. Once again, Josh Augusta here on the C2P talking about what this young man brings to the table. And if you've been listening, or if you haven't heard the entire podcast, I really suggest you go back, because this kid has a lot to talk about. Excited to get him on. Before we let you go, and we're almost out of time, it always ends up that way with the great ones. We always like to end the show on some lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you got any game day superstitions?
No, not really. I just really just listen to music. I pray that, I come out the game, no injuries. And I just get my mind right. Just go out there and play.
Yeah. Hey, that's the way that some guys have a ton of them and sometimes have none of them. It's a curious question. For you, now we ask all the guys on the show this. This is a question I think you guys usually spend the most thought on answering. Female celebrities, Josh, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Probably Keke Palmer.
Keke Palmer. There you go. Her name is we're familiar with her name, just so you know. Her name comes up quite a bit, and that's a fine selection. Just so yeah. You know, it's funny, is we were at the Combine last week or whenever the Combine was, and I got my first Tory Bricks. I didn't know who Tory Bricks was. I ain't going to lie. So when we got done doing the show, we had to Google Tory Bricks, and definitely deserving of the shout-out. For you, this is another question, hit or miss. Nicknames could be you or a teammate. Who had the most bizarre off the wall nickname in that Tigers locker room?
Man, that's hard. Everybody has some crazy names. I couldn't even tell you that one.
Do you have a nickname?
Yeah, everybody called me either Big Josh or Manchild.
Manchild or Big Josh. Excellent. And then the final question before we let you go, Big Josh, is we've been working exclusively with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the sprays, jobs, and themes on your cleats and spikes. If you could have any idea put on your shoes, what would you want those to be?
I'd be put on my shoes. Wow. Hey, man, probably the Juggernaut.
Nice. There you go, man. I dig it, man. Well, hey, God bless you. I can't wait to find out how you do on March 23rd. I'm going to be eager to find out how you do. I'm going to be rooting for you. But, man, until then, or even afterwards, I should say,
stay humble and stay hungry and stay blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the man child, Josh Augusta, here on the C2P. And I tell you what, folks, how can you fall in love with this kid? I mean, playing wide receiver and defensive tackle, I've done thousands and thousands of shows. And, you know, granted, these kids might play different positions when they're six. But when you're at the high school level and you're playing D-tackle, and not only does he play D-tackle, but the wide receiver thing. And then he's off to Missouri with a litany of offers to big-time schools. That just shows about the versatility. And he kind of touched base on it. He talked about the explosiveness, said he had the great hands. I'm excited. I love getting a fun prospect on, and this kid definitely fit that, like I said. And obviously, we're going to have a guy to watch at the next level, just put it that way. If you want more of Josh Augusta, iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and the C2P. As always, we appreciate you stopping by.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.